Okay, guys, here we go. October 3rd in Chambord again. Still in Chambord, staying there for the week.
Okay, this is a session with Bob, Carol, Roxy, and Ion, being recorded on October 3rd, copyright 2016, for Dobsound.com. All rights reserved, and we're starting at 11:39 p.m. France time. And greetings, Ion.
Good evening.
Okay, what was the opening? Did you have an opening question?
Well, yes, I want to comment that every day I am surprised by something, some synchronicity. Like today we were eating in the water. The name is Crystal Line, like Crystal Line. And it says, do you need magnesium? Drink Rosanna with that. And 116 milligram magnesium. But it's like very precise.
Yeah, the bottle says, do you need magnesium? And then it says, drink Rosanna. And it gives the amount. So she's he started to experience Bob reality.
Right? Yes.
And which
oh, we're
said,
so
Ion,
sorry. We're so sorry.
No, it's really funny, amazing. And I survived!
Yeah, and yes, it's esoterically dangerous.
What is? The synchronicity
living,
or the fact
living,
that you
living the life of Bob.
Well, you did.
They all did it. They a lot of them have done it, but not many have survived. Just saying.
Well, you said the other day that Roxanne's going to get more and more of the, but not to be offended.
That's right, and it's coming. But ain't nothing we can do, Bob. There's nothing we can do. She did it right. It's all good. Nothing we could do.
Okay, so. Let's get into a question or two. What do you got?
Well, why was I feeling so dizzy and disoriented
today?
New power, new flow of power, new connection of power. You connect and connect and connect. It keeps increasing little by little. If you got it all at once, the first time you ride the roller coaster, it takes your breath away. Sometimes it scares you. Sometimes it makes your stomach have butterflies. Sometimes it makes you anxious. But after the 15th or 20th or 90,000th time on the same roller coaster, you know what to expect. You know where the speed bumps are. You get your sea legs about you as far as handling energy, energy flow, and how energy is. So this is just one of those first rides, flights, white knuckle flights.
Yeah, she got that reaction, and so did Carolyn the other day at the Fontainebleau or Versailles. You gave the same answer. It's just new power coming through you.
Well, yeah, it's very, 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 and y'all are all feeling a little bit more of it because you're clearing some of the layers of, now we're going to have to talk about something Bob has no clue. You know, in the library, Bob, where those wires go in the little box, in the library at home. You know the library that we're referring to. Well, when you go out there, there's wires that are covered with electrical insulation. That's the black stuff over the wires. The electricity runs through those wires and goes to the plug-in. The power is there, but until you plug something in, you make an extension of that energy flow. That flow of energy stops and starts. You have breaks as you go, breakers coming into the house. Same way with Coldplay, it's the way energy is going to change the way you handle energy. But that's not even about that. What it is about is that you are now having a longer, fuller time. The insulation is heavy, so you can feel the power. Now it's starting to thin a little, and you're able to feel the power through the insulation conduit.
I see.
Ion, how come Bob does not seem to get dizzy?
He's always dizzy. He's systemic. He's systemically dizzy. He's dizzy Dean. He's dizzy Dean all the time. He doesn't even know. He's a scrambled egg. He's a scrambled egg always. You can't unscramble a scrambled egg. It's already scrambled. You can't get that. It's a beurre blanc on a good day.
But he was feeling paranoid.
Oh, let me get into that.
Yeah.
So I'm looking over the...
Now we're going to get to it.
Yeah. We're up there in the middle zone, the lovely city. The city between heaven and earth, or sky and the earth, this nice bunch of towers. And I was looking over the edge, and I said, shit, I feel like jumping, or someone's going to push me. So I get this incredible urge to kill myself, or that someone was going to kill me. And I said, I had some fights here, didn't I? That's what my thought was.
Is that true, Ion?
The energy, yeah.
I mean, it's just
nobody wants to kill. Nobody wants to kill Bob, but that feeling is the heaviness. See, but what you're seeing, like electricity or a power to a car, when you push the accelerator, it goes. See, I'll never have a clue. Never dream of it. I don't even have a clue what that is. But you have a sense of control of the vehicle. You ride in a vehicle, but you don't have a sense of control. This same thing of energy you would have in the driver's seat. You'd be driving, so you would have those feelings to have the choice to off yourself, off with your head, off, bring me a pig, off with your head, bring me a pig, to put your feet on as your feet are cold. Then you come into Lewis Carroll work for him. I don't know, why not? Good as any all, what you going to do? Then what happens is you start getting a comfortable level of handling the vehicle. Now all of a sudden it's simpler, softer, and easier, and you can do it. And you know what the capacity is. You don't know. You haven't filled out what you can do. So you could jump, and then you just blow back up. It's like the Continental Divide when you jump, trying to commit suicide, and the wind's blowing so sheer, such a sheer up the height of the cleft of the rock that it blows you back. It's blowing you back on the rock, but you can't commit suicide. It keeps blowing you back.
Right. That was a bit blurry, but the basic idea is, for once, there was so much power there, I actually felt something.
Oh, no. Yeah, we're so sad. Oh, no. Bob's feeling again. Oh, Carolyn, last time this happened, it was very bad. Oh, my. Well, Bob's feeling again. We'll just have to go with it. Nothing we could do, Carolyn. There's nothing we could do. Really, there's nothing we could do.
So it was so intense, even I felt what he was describing, bouncing off the mountain, climbing, you know, the waves.
Oh. So, like the song says, it is indeed more than a feeling, eh?
Yeah, yeah. Who was that, Bachman Turner Overdrive? I don't remember that band, who they were.
No, that's You Ain't Seen Nothing Yet.
Right, right. What was the name of Burton Cummings' band out in Winnipeg? Guess Who? Mm-hmm. Guess Who, yeah. Okay, Ion. So we had a rush. Now, we went to the... As soon as we entered, we went around the side of the DNA spiral and went to a window at the back, but it was nothing there, so it was disappointing. So we spent the next 2-3 hours wandering around the place, losing our bearings constantly, but eventually we realized we were going the right way. And at the very end, we were down in the basement accidentally, and we found a room with rocks or white stone kind of stuff. And it was... That was where we were supposed to end up, right?
Yes.
And we licked the rocks. We licked them.
I felt the urge to eat the stone, and it's very easy to scratch it. Very soft. And on
good.
Top of the room, it said 33.
Now, that wasn't the stone. The stones are under that, but that was an example of it.
Right. And there was a 33 of the door of the collection of stones. 33, is that Freemasonic or something else?
Something better. What the turning Texans tried to buy.
That's the 33rd fucking parallel. We forgot about that, right?
Well, you got the email. We sent you the pentagram. Did you not get it?
Yeah, I should go up. Well, I'll bring them down to where we end.
Oh, good Lord, suffering cat. There you go again. Okay, we finished. Okay.
Really
then Bob gets excited. Yeah, Bob will get excited.
crap, I had all this information all along. If I'd have had it before, I'd have known where I was looking then, that I got it in ahead of time. We sent it to him, but he couldn't get the emails. But then he got the emails, but they didn't apply, but they still apply. Now he's saying that they happen, and he just goes back to lying up, connecting the dots, showing him the pictures of where he's supposed to be, how he's supposed to be, and where the ley lines in Paris come across, and how it hooks to the pentagram, and how you're going to get the rest of your trip worked out. But, you know, Bob, he's just sort of winging it as he goes.
But that's interesting. The whole thing we asked yesterday, why did they build it there? And it was because of the ley lines. And then you get the 33rd parallel.
The confirmation.
Great.
Yes, we got into the castle, and we noticed the chimneys, well, the fireplaces, you can go in, and one fits very nicely inside.
Standing.
That's where that point.
And in all of them, there is a different coat of arms.
Yes.
Why that? Did each house
have rings and arms? It's rings and arms. The coat of arms is how you could discern the different DNA of RNA changes and shifts. That's why different houses had different colors. Ireland did it with the type of plaid, you know, your weave, your color. The others did the same way with different ways.
That's like the 12,000 tribes in Israel.
12 tribes that were, 12,000 each.
Right. So you're saying that the houses over Europe are imitating or are the real Israel of the demarcation of their genetic role?
No different. No difference. You keep shifting it back, but it's still open.
So the houses have different genetic roles, genetic parts.
We would like to say, but it's a little more to it than that, see, because you have layers of this that have been together. You can't say that you just walked in and created something, but yet you'll create things in the future that you'll have to put in your past to catch up and change it. Do you understand that you almost had no Android meme?
What turned that into possibility?
Barry Goldwater.
1964, right. So,
green giant.
Right. Now, that's why we got to go back and redo the 60s, because it involves him.
Well, you got to change it all, because, you know, Ralph Nader's still around, still.
Goldwater, that's like living water.
Mm-hmm. Barry Goldwater, Boy, we didn't have that trouble. We didn't have that trouble when Ike was in office.
here's a thought. So yesterday you were saying it was not a mosh pit. It's all parts of one thing. So all the different houses, all the different people, from the Tudors to the Nicholas II to Eisenhower, are parts in a big mosaic that's constantly shifting. But we're all parts. It's ecological. Is that what you're
suggesting?
Well,
the same way if you watch like even how this political thing is being laid out, they're fighting hard to put out enough news to make the news that people can't have Trump. They're fighting. They're making shit up. They're saying crazy stuff. They're the most insane stuff you ever heard ever, just to prove that cusp of edge doesn't belong to him. And then they keep telling you. People aren't watching. They're busy going to Trump rallies to support Trump because they don't care what he does. They're tired of all the things that have been created. They're pushing against the things that are. So it doesn't matter after that, you see.
Yeah, it's a post-information society. Trump has gathered the way to communicate in
society. It's a premature post-information schism.
Right. Right. And nobody's listening to the news. They're going to the rallies. So, and you're saying the head of CNN, they like realize that Hillary's not going to win.
And they are doing everything they can do, anything they can do, making up shit, crazy stuff, goading him, making anything. Now and then they found out that he lost $1 billion and he hadn't paid taxes in 15 or 18 years. And he gets on stage and he says, I'm smart. I don't pay taxes. You people are stupid. You pay taxes, you're an idiot. Why in the hell would you pay taxes? That's what poor people do. You shouldn't pay taxes. I don't pay taxes. Who pays taxes?
Nobody pays taxes. If somebody was paying taxes, you would owe $20 trillion fucking dollars. Nobody's been paying taxes for a very long time. So why should we start now? Just owe another $100 trillion, and it'll be good. No problem. Then you'll find out what a $250 trillion is, and it's no big deal. So he just doubles down on every gap that would absolutely nail anybody else. And he doubles down on it every single time. He's exactly right. Well, no, I didn't say it every time, but most of the time it's just crooked, and that's what's happened. It's all dirty and wrong, and we're going to change all that. I'm going to make it great again. I don't know how. I don't have a plan. I don't know what I'm going to do. I don't know how I'm going to do it. It doesn't really matter. Probably a lot of people will die, but that's what happens. They die anyway. You're going to die under Hillary, so you might as well die with me. You're going to get killed. I'm a nicer guy to get killed with than she. So there you go, and that's sort of how it goes.
Okay.
Wait,
the WikiLeaks, what did they find out that they had to withhold the report of the leaks?
Oh, they've been negotiating, Bob. They've got enough to kill her, enough to do her in. But they're holding a ransom. They're getting up money checks to give them money so they did a whole bank. They're still going to let it out. They're going to drop it in the post. They're going to put it in the post. They're just going to drop it in the mailbox and put a damn stamp on it. And everybody's going to get it. It's probably, so check your mail. You may get a copy, too. So everybody's going to get it that way. Old-timey way. You got to put postage on it, though.
Right. So they're actually offering Julian Assange and these guys millions to not do it.
At least that. Maybe even a little bit more. So they're going to get paid, and then they're still going to leak it. Because even those of ill repute, Bob, even those of ill repute deserve to get paid, do they not?
Yeah.
Ion, back to the coats of arms, I'm thinking they're acting like the symbols that allow people to portal. Is that correct?
Yes, that's correct.
And now, in this age where people don't even pay attention to coats of arms, what are people using as symbols?
Oh, like the Creedence Clearwater Revival, have you ever seen the rain? That's an example of it, how you retrieve it and obsolesce it and come back. It's Zimbabwe.
Yeah, so using songs.
Songs are markers.
Well, certain songs, some are more powerful than others, but yeah. Bob, if Bob doesn't like them, that's a sure sign it's the most powerful song ever, 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 ever. But if Bob likes it, it's yeah.
Super duper.
Okay.
Go ahead, Rex.
Now, notice your change. Notice your change, the quadrant. Do you know when you do the scratch? You know this, well, see, y'all don't know what you're talking about. When you run another... when you run the strands, like your DNA runs, when you run your DNA strands, they lay it out on a blotter. They do a blotter. And the lines, that's how you match DNA to see if you're the baby daddy or not. They have a sheet, like a marker. Carolyn knows about this. Y'all probably don't, but it's just a peep. Where they've done the scratches, where they pull out the actual run, the DNA. Basically, how the genetic code, your genetic code that matches you or to you that is. Okay, that's fine. The coat of arms lays those quadrants out of how that DNA shifts and changes so you can go back and put it back together. That's what the turning taxons were trying to pay to do. They weren't successful, and Bob fucked them up. But, you know, that damn Domenici money, you know Bob, he's going to undo everything he can. But regardless, that's Carolyn, that's what those coat of arms, how they do the crest, the way they block them all. That's where those different tags, we call it tags, are displayed of quadrants, like their colors, their markers, their things. That's also how they divided out their DNA, which made them shift and change, which then that's when double cousins or marrying relatives, because those houses kind of got limited from all coming from something going down to more. You're always into a double cousin situation sooner or later.
I got a thought. So all the cancer formulas coming are updated versions of the DNA meanings of the houses' logos?
Yeah, we can't talk about it, though, because Carolyn don't want to deal with that today. So, sorry, you don't get that now.
Okay.
She will very soon.
But she's going to ask us before she gets them. She's not going to get them until she asks for them. We offered them. She wants to hold it. We're going to wait until she asks for it. And then we'll go for it. But it's going to be the right thing because she's right. She didn't want to go into this cancer less than shoot me in the damn head business. And we agree. We want to make this as something you want to catch because if you get cancer, you can live forever.
All right. Go ahead, Ross.
Yeah, we were at the Queen's Chamber. And there was a mirror that somehow caught our attention. It had a central mirror and then eight around.
Little mirrors.
Is there anything important in that mirror?
Yes, tiers of reflection.
T-I-E-R-S?
Yes, that's correct.
Yeah, like tiers of a cake.
What about when you said we should touch some things to get this residue and absorb it? What about when one looks into those mirrors where the queens and the kings look at themselves and maybe portals?
You're asking if we touch it with our eyes?
Yes, with our reflection.
No, you don't.
Is there any effect of the mirror in us, or?
Yes, we did a whole section on that 1,000 years ago with Michael Jackson, Man in the Mirror. It's like that.
Yeah, way back there, 6 years ago, stuff like that.
What? Oh, that's ancient history. We didn't know it was that far back. That's ridiculous. That's an old age. That's when Bob was still taking notes with granite and a chisel and tapping out what little ionisms he wanted for that day for an ionistic Creedence Clearwater revival.
Clearwater. Go ahead.
Yeah, my niece said she saw some dark things or beige things. She thinks those were ghosts. What were those things
that she saw today?
Gollum. They were Gollum. Gollum.
Hmm?
Isn't that a Jewish word for non-Jews? No, that's golem.
No, that's
so what
goyish.
Are
that's goyish. The goyish cup. No, this is golem.
Well, that's a new word. What does it refer to?
Well, you'll have to look it up. We don't know.
We don't know. You're just saying it because you were told to say it.
Yeah, they just told us to say it, and we start substantiating. Now, man, you got to read the Wikipedia to us again. Now you're reading the Wikipedia again. Now you read the damn Wikipedia yourself. It's all right with that.
Okay. Well, that's pretty interesting. We'll look that up. Maybe
it's like a little. It's like a little thing. Dobby was a golem.
Oh, you know, in Harry Potter. Do you know that?
No,
Harry Potter. Dobby's a little imp, a ridiculous character in Harry Potter.
We gave Bob a sock, too, so he's our little Dobby.
Yeah, the sock.
Something just fell down. What was that?
Behind us. That
things that go bump in the night. Things that go bump in the night.
Those are golems?
No, noises aren't golems, but they can make noises. That's not what made that noise, but it's okay.
What made that noise?
It was just settling.
Settling. Okay, guys, I have to go get the computer.
I have the impression, I was very happy to see their restoration Chambord.
She's happy they're starting to restoration.
The flood. Book created when he decided.
We like the flood. We like the flood. It washed away.
Yes, it has a very nice vibe, and I was somehow relieved to see that they're building the gardens. But I have the impression they were waiting for some things to be before they could continue. Is that correct? Maybe that Bob comes or
Le Jardin is au flanc. Le Jardin is au flanc.
Bill Jardin is one of the, this is in my notes. And he was talking about that a couple weeks ago. Bill Jardin's here. What part of Paris are they in? Or are they here? Otherworldly
well,
garden?
Paris is in Paris, Bob. Most of Paris is in Paris.
Yeah, but those gardens.
But maybe the cold woods are the gardens.
It's Chambord. It's Chambord.
Okay.
Okay, good. Garden of Eden.
Okay. I was thinking...
You'll see. You'll see. Hey, I don't know how y'all going to do this, but go out there and get a little handful of dirt next place you go.
Okay. You said Blois was the center of the world, not Chambord, right? It's where the sign is what you said yesterday,
That's correct. But we're not talking about the center of the world. We're talking about connecting all of the world. That's what you're trying to do, Bob. You didn't know it, but... We didn't want to tell you something, but you're trying to connect it all up.
Okay, so here's what you sent. Here's what you sent me yesterday. There's the Tum Herzi Tek Bezalik, the Pleiades, 10,000 years darkness. Those cycles are collapsing, right, Ion? They're not happening.
They're getting
anymore.
Smaller. They're getting smaller.
Yeah. So these amazing cycles. So you don't take them too literally. There's the formula, 4X formula, or variation of it. So you don't get too involved because they are going non-visual.
They are.
And the next one,
Bob, it is a perfect illusion. A perfect illusion.
Right. So there's another variation focusing on the Mayans, who's also mentioned in that one. 2012, the awakening. Then these were the Ion sent yesterday during the session. And then you have here...
Some little pretty picture thing.
Yeah, Rennes Le Chateau, the mysterious stuff around the design. I had a book on that.
I have seen that.
Right.
The important places created.
Okay. So, is there something about these charts you're sending, Ion? You're saying they're illusions. They're not really worth studying?
They're perfect illusions. They are. They'll give you clues to what you're looking at in 4 and 2.
Okay, then the fourth one is Blue Wild Wolf, and it looks Jewish. Triune God, Libra, Virgo,
astrology.
Yeah, 12 quadrants.
The Kabbalah.
Anything you want to see? That's Kabbalah and astrology. And it's got musical notes. Yes. That's pretty good.
Well, you got to mark out that's the tone. That's the tone. That's where your Sacred Heart come from, and the Isom Lee connection. See, this is you're gonna live. If you live long enough, Bob, you're gonna learn to like Isom Lee. It's gonna be good. It'll take a minute though. You'll be all right.
Yeah. So this is important charts for understanding what goes on at Chambord.
Yep, and your journey.
Right, and what. When did Chambord with a G get changed to Chambord with a D? When did that happen? Who caused that?
Last week.
Okay.
There is a part
that's
called,
what you do. That's why it's so hysterical. You act like these things happen centuries and millennia ago. You move forward. You say, oh, this is fucked up. You go back and you change it. It's the same with the Berenstain Bears. They've been all that all along, and all of a sudden there's nothing else. What happened? When did they change? Nobody knows. They were always that way. No. I have it in my little thing as a kid. It was this. No, it was that. No, it was this. You don't know. You've lost track of the track.
Okay, so here we are arriving at the center of it all. Our journey's a big success. We got here, and now you're emphasizing how we're fucking lost.
I survived.
You're emphasizing how lost we are.
You had to find your way. You had to find your way to decide you were lost.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Yes, there is a part here in Chambord that is called Musée de Love. It sounds like loop, so it's like I say it's the work that opens. It's like this is the work that opens the loop. Is that correct?
Well, now wait, now you're confused. Say it again.
Yeah, there is a part of the Chambord that is called Museum of the Work, like Musée de l'Œuvre. but it sounds like Louvre, Musée du Louvre. So this is like...
It's crimson, it's crimson, it's crimson and clover.
It's a Tommy Chandel song, 1967. But
It's Tommy James, Tommy James, not Tommy Chandel. It's the and the Chandels. Bob,
I know. So Roxy said Louvre means open.
So maybe this is the key, the work.
La ouvre, ouvre la porte, open the door, ouvre, yes.
Is that meant in the title?
Ra, Louvre, to be open. They want it to be open.
Yeah. Now the
you're going to change that. You're going to change it. Don't worry about it.
Right. So we're learning what was rocks, and we're going to change it all. It's going to be different. But the
just when you get it all figured out, just when you get it all figured out, it'll be different.
Yeah. And the work, Museum of the Work, that's the old work, not our work.
That's how they called Chambord, Musée de l'Ouvre.
You had to prove Annie Hall was, so Annie Hall could be obfuscated and could move on. But you had to prove that it was first.
Yeah, you make a lot out of that movie.
There was nothing about that movie. That's the only connection that normal people had to that ridiculous sot, Marshall McLuhan.
That's true. That's true. And why did McLuhan say that his fallacy was wrong? Why did he call his work a fallacy?
Because he saw how immaterially ridiculous it was.
Okay.
He would never buy a book written by somebody such as he.
He did read a lot of other people's books.
But he didn't like his book.
That's right. He said he didn't read his own books.
Right. Exactly.
Couldn't stand it. He was trying to be like me. He was trying to be a nothing like me, right? He was following Bob's path. You stumped on...
Maybe. We say maybe. But the reason we say maybe is because you obsolesce it. So if you obsolesce it, you can fool around and get rid of yourself, too. So it's good.
Okay, next question.
It's all about Roy Orbison. It's Roy Orbison, Bob. When you go to bed tonight, you just think of Roy Orbison, and you got it.
Well, look, that movie in 93, They Live, which is about this guy who had the sunglasses where he could walk around the town. Have you seen that movie?
Yes.
And he could see all the subliminal embed. So I noticed the week I saw it, which was around the time it came out, Roy Orbison died. So I said, oh, they killed Roy because his glasses that he wore on Ed Sullivan back in 63, he had those glasses he could see through. So that's how I adapt you bringing Roy Orbison up. He actually had significant vision. Any comment on
it? He can see. It's in your inbox.
Okay. Well, probably just a song. Let's see.
You act like that's a nothing thing. It's changed your fucking world so far there, Biggin.
Well, there's no Roy Orbison song. So we got an exclamation mark there. We might have a block. Now you got Werewolves of London, Lady Gaga, Creedence Clearwater Revival, and Boston More Than a Feeling. Did you send more than... Look at all these... There's something broken. Why? You're breaking my fucking...
We said you were going to do it. We said there was nothing you could do. You said it. We did it. You did it. Whatever.
Now they've come in. Okay, so let's play a Royal...
Got a little hiccup.
Right. Yeah. Okay. We got it. I'm George Harrison song, right, Ion?
Yeah.
Yeah. We don't need to. That's too recent. Okay, we got it. That means we didn't get it.
Right.
We thought we got it.
That means it's coming.
All right, so...
Yeah, just to just say, the reason all these things are imbued in these castles is because these people knew stuff that we don't even know. What other stuff they knew that we don't know?
Because you haven't told them yet.
We know. Iandom knows, but they learned from us. So what are we going to tell them this time? Yeah, what are we going to tell them new this time?
Well, you're just trying to get your house together before the inauguration. Then after that, we'll have a different conversation.
Are you talking about the fact that I predicted I'd be president of the United States?
Well, you are.
Yeah, that's true. Trump is acting like me, isn't he?
Yeah, it's so hysterical. It's so funny. They're laughing so hard, they're crying. They're crying and laughing. It turns into Warren Zevon.
Yeah, Zevon, Z-E-V-O-N. So, is Warren Buffett...
Lawyers, guns, and money, Bob.
Right. Does Warren Buffett have a problem with the Trump effect?
Oh, he's just giggling because it's so ridiculous. He thinks it's stupid, but he says his secretary pays more taxes than he pays, and he's that... so-so billionaire, and he says his secretary pays more taxes than he. It's no secret. He says you should pay more. Well, of course, Donald Trump says, well, then write him a fucking check. There's a place you can give your money back to the government if you want to. He said, but they waste your money. They waste your money. Don't give them the money. They just waste it.
What effect will Trump's election have on George Soros?
You'll have to send flowers.
He'll die. Is he a heavy funder of the Clinton Foundation and the Clinton World?
No, that's not real. That's where you don't fund that, Bob. That's where money comes in. See, what's happening is there actually people are paying top dollar. Now, Carolyn, here you go. This is that bullshit you said you didn't want to talk about no more, but here it is. They control the pharmaceutical drugs that are selling the medicine to certain countries at $10,000 to $20,000 for the cocktail a month. And they are funneling this money through the foundation to get the money to get the medicines to certain countries, to certain people who can pay. But they collect that money and they receive it through the initiative. Now, they say it's all about the Bill and Melinda Gates thing. Now, that's straight up. There's nothing fucked up about that. But when they find out what's been done on their stead, it's going to get nasty. Because then they know what they found out. The jig's up, Bob. Jig's up. We told them all. Jig's up. They're going to find out that they had not. Foundations that are providing HIV medication, they are charging for it. To the least of the
right,
least, they're gouging the people so they can stay alive one more day. So hysterical.
Yeah, you're saying the Gates, Bill and Mrs. Gates, are going to, Melinda, I guess, are going to find out and be outraged at what the Clinton Foundation's doing through the Gates Foundation.
Yes. The Gates Foundation is all the Clintons is. The Clintons are nothing. They don't do anything except but through the Bill and Melinda Gates Foundation. That's how they do what they do, their initiative.
Yeah.
And they're using that as in a pattern to get the drugs to these other countries, but they're just so happen to willing to pay $10,000 to $20,000 a month per person for the cocktail so they can stay alive.
Right. Now, the Gates know we're looming on the horizon?
They're nervous about it. They're nervous in the service, but yes.
Here's an interesting point.
Don't make a big to-do about that part yet, Bob. You just say that. You'll want it for another day. But if you go too quickly with it, then methinks he doth protest too much, Bob.
Right. No, I understand that. So on the there's a new book coming out by a professor talking about McLuhan, and he relates McLuhan to Carl Woese, W-O-E-S-E, who brought in the RNA world hypothesis in 1967. So I looked him up a bit, and he's putting big significance on RNA in the early evolution of matter. Apparently gets subsumed into DNA shenanigans later. So here's what I always try to create a splash on the McLuhan site. So I said, I'll be watching, I'll be looking for. So I said, I'll be interested in what Mr. Richard Cabell has to say about Carl Woese and his RNA world hypothesis as it relates to McLuhan, since Dr. Carolyn Dean and I are the first to create a new organism that enhances the DNA by the action of RNA through chromosome 14, leading to remarkable clinical findings. We apply McLuhan's ideas in quotes, in the explanation of this process, or at least to introducing a strange new biological fact. So this guy is going to relate Woese to McLuhan. I'm saying we're already doing that. What would you add to my statement here about Carl Woese? What's he getting wrong in his RNA world hypothesis?
He doesn't understand how the actual myocardial changes or locks or blocks. He doesn't get it.
What's myocardium is in the
heart?
Is in the
heart.
Oh, it's not the myocardium or something.
Do you mean mitochondria?
Do.
Yeah, okay, mitochondria. Okay, yeah, because the mitochondria emphasize the RNA, and that's what a lot of people started focusing on when they realized RNA was more important.
So the mitochondria in the cell is the main figurehead for the RNA process.
Yeah.
Wow, and so you're saying that Woese doesn't get that ion.
Right, he doesn't get it. He's just sort of rolling with it.
And what makes the mitochondria really function properly is magnesium in the ATP Krebs cycle. Right, Ion?
That's correct. That's correct, but you haven't got that completely developed yet. It won't hold. It won't hold. The words won't hold, so you've got to develop that a little bit more, and then it can.
Okay.
So the world hypothesis, RNA played an important part in the beginning, but there's no times, there's no beginning. So they actually are undermining the role of RNA today by saying it was an early phase, correct?
Correct.
Yeah, so Woese leads into nonsense. And so Mr. Cabell is going to try to connect Woese to something, and he's way going the wrong direction. So I'm telling him he should get in touch with us, find out what RNA is happening. So metaphorically, RNA is... Let's say Sydney...